This is the USACE 8, 8 minutes with an Army Aviation subject matter expert. Let's fly with a topic, the Army Reserve Aviation Command.
I'm Brigadier General Roger Dion. I'm the Commanding General of the United States Army Reserve Aviation Command.
What is the Army Reserve Aviation Command?
The Army Reserve Aviation Command is based in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and it provides the command and control for all Army Reserve Aviation elements. The AREC, as we call it, is under the United States Army Reserve Headquarters, which is a subordinate headquarters under Forces Command. Both are at Fort Liberty, North Carolina. The AREC commands two Expeditionary Combat Aviation Brigades, who combined provide air traffic services, airfield management, aeromedical evacuation, medium and heavy rotary lift, along with fixed wing transport to reinforce aviation requirements for combatant commanders. Our Eastern Brigade is the 244th ECAB, headquartered also at Fort Knox. The 244th is functionally oriented towards Europe and Africa and enjoys a total force partnership with the 101st Airborne Division. Our Western Brigade is the 11th ECAB, headquartered at Fort Carson, Colorado. The 11th is functionally oriented towards the Pacific Theater and the Arctic and enjoys a total force partnership program with 4th Infantry Division. Both USAR aviation brigades support overseas training, combat training centers, joint training centers such as Global Medic, and USAR collective training exercises. Additionally, when called upon, the command supports all FEMA regions within the United States to support emergency response. With more than 4,400 Title 10 soldiers, approximately 600 civilians, and 230 aircraft spread across 12 states, the Army Reserve Aviation Command is very unique and provides a singular command and control for all Army Reserve aviation assets. Our rotary wing aircraft include UH-60s, HH-60s for medevac, CH-47s, while C-12s and UC-35 jets make up our fixed wing fleet.
Who does AREC work for, and how does it fit within the Army aviation enterprise?
The AREC is considered a major subordinate command. In the reserves, we call that an MSC. And we fall under the U.S. Army Reserve Command, or USARC. Within the USARC structure, we are one of 29 MSCs, which make up more than 170,000 USAR forces. Geographically, we are located in all four quadrants of the continental United States. Within the overall Army Aviation Force, we represent approximately 10% of the operational aviation force, divided between active, Army National Guard, and USAR. Nevertheless, the AREC is 100% of the reserve component Title 10 Army Aviation Fleet. Our soldiers enjoy permeability between the components and superior flexibility when transferring within our formation. When families move throughout the continental United States, they can change units within the AREC seamlessly.
AREC has units in 12 states. How are these units arrayed across the nation, and how do they build readiness?
Reserve component forces build readiness in our organic units, using a robust array of options and resources and readiness enhancers. First and foremost, we strive to ensure our soldiers are duty MOS qualified for the position that they hold. This often means reclassification via training for soldiers who desire a new MOS, or perhaps for a service member who has recently transitioned off active duty or National Guard, but doesn't have the MOS necessary to fill a role in the AREC yet. We'll get them there. Some of these training opportunities are highly technical. For example, aviation maintenance, a pilot, signal, cyber force, etc., which can have a direct correlation to the marketability of a soldier in the civilian workforce. Secondly, we greatly value professional military education, and we work tirelessly to ensure the promotion capabilities of our soldiers. Thirdly, we use a variety of training opportunities to train our air crews, support personnel, and our headquarters staff. During home station training, this includes standard or typical reserve component training windows found in battle assembly, and annual iterations of extended combat training, also known as annual training. Something unique to the AREC in the reserve component is something called additional flight training periods. These are allocated to air crews and the aviation support personnel for their individual training requirements and are used entirely at the discretion of the soldier, meaning not necessarily directed, but instead it's when you're available, you can use an AFTP to build your aviation readiness. And finally, our units work tirelessly to develop tough, realistic training, which is always executed with an eye toward safety. These training opportunities vary from overseas training events in Europe, Africa, the Pacific Island chains, or the colder climates of the Arctic. And we are involved in dozens of training events spread throughout the United States, ranging from single aircraft to a small aviation platoon, all the way up to a combined aviation task force. And I should also mention, we find that our USAF soldiers often gain invaluable training and experience in their civilian work endeavors, and they bring those skills back to the Army, back into the AREC. I have airline pilots, civilian aircraft mechanics, computer and technical and engineering and program management, even the medical providers. In many ways, they train my force, and they bring their civilian expertise into the Army Reserve Aviation Command.
If an Army aviation soldier wanted to transition from Compo 1 or Compo 2 to Compo 3 to the Army Reserve, what is their process and the points of contact?
You ask a great question, and it's sometimes complicated for some of the active duty to really sort through that, so I really appreciate the question. First, work hard to find a USAR mentor. Find someone that understands the system and can help you transition. Second, strive to find more about USAR options and opportunities based on where you're intending to live after the Army. Third, talk to your transition office about continued service in the reserve component. Most installations have a reserve component career counselor. Additionally, the Army Reserve Careers Group have personnel who are standing by, ready to assist. And then I would also give this advice. Consider your civilian career and understand that the USAR Private-Public Partnership, what we call P3, stands ready to assist with resume building, employment connections. This corporation stands ready to help USAR soldiers align their civilian goals into a marketable career. And lastly, there is still government service while still continuing in the USAR. You could consider serving as a military technician or as a Department of Army civilian, all while serving with or near your USAR unit.
What Army aviation civilian opportunities are available within AREC?
There's three types of civilian opportunities. One that comes to mind quickly is what we call a military technician. This requires dual status or USAR membership as a condition of employment. We have dozens of vacancies available right now for aviation series MOS people, such as aircraft mechanic. Then the Department of Army civilian positions are available. These positions do not require you to still be in the reserves, but there's a strong connection between them. Finally, contractors serve in select roles such as logistics or aviation maintenance, particularly aviation maintenance in our fixed-wing fleets. If you reach out to the AREC headquarters, our staff will connect you with the necessary people in the geographic location where you're intending to land. If that's where you're going, we can connect you with a point of contact so you can get more information.
Thank you for listening to the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.